Day 9, understand riches can deceive you. Revelation 3:17, you say, I am rich with everything I want. I don't need a thing. And you don't realize that spiritually you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Wealth can have a way of deceiving us concerning our spiritual condition. We can think that if we have wealth, we have everything we need, and actually we can literally be missing the true things that we do need. I heard about the fellow that was driving his $80,000 sports car along the coast of California. I think it's Highway 1, there on the California coast, and it came around a turn too sharp, and this car went out of control, and it tumbled over the edge, and it went rolling down the cliff, and it threw him out in the process, and when the car got to the bottom, it burst into flames, and a trucker came by and saw the whole thing happen, and he ran over there, and he saw the guy, the guy was alive, fortunately, and he was coming back up, and the trucker said, oh, you know, we went up to him and said, what happened? And the guy says, I don't know, but he says, I lost my car, my $80,000 car. And the guy says, you're worrying about your car? Your arm is ripped off. And the guy says, oh, my Rolex watch. See, he's deceived, thinking that stuff is what is important. No, and stuff is not important. A Savior is important. You say, I'm rich with everything I want and I don't need a thing. No, our greatest need is our Savior. Mark 4:18 and 19. Others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth and the desire for other things come in and choke out the word, making it unfruitful. I heard about a family. They were hosted another family, I believe from China. It was this Chinese family came for 3 months. And it was in Minnesota, and this Chinese family was there, and these people were very wealthy, very well-to-do, and they had a beautiful home, and they had beautiful things, and they had a beautiful lake home, and so this family, this Minnesota family, hosted this Chinese family for 3 months, and while they were hosting them, they renovated their house, they bought a bunch of things for their lake home, just lots of things were going on, and at the end of the 3 months, the couple from Minnesota, when the Chinese couple was going back, they said, well, how did you like America? And it was interesting because the couple said, well, we could never be Christians in America. The couple said, well, what do you mean? They said, well, from what we can tell the last 3 months, all you do is spend all your time taking care of your stuff. Think about that. They said that for 3 months, all we ever saw your energy being given to was all your stuff. And they said, you know, as Chinese Christians, you know, we realize there's so many more things that are important. But, you know, those things we didn't see in 3 months of living with you. That just cut that particular couple to the quick as they began to realize, you know what? That Chinese couple's right. We're not living for the Savior. We're not living for souls. We're enjoying ourselves and we have nice things. Nothing wrong with nice things. But they, you know what? That touched them so deeply that they began to make some changes. The fellow retired from his executive position, I believe it was with 3M, and they decided that they loved working with young people, and they decided that they were going to get involved in a campus ministry. They sold their lake home. They sold their home in Minnesota, in the suburbs. They literally moved into a city where there's a university campus, and today they're ministering full-time to college students in the home that they have on campus because they realized, you know what, they were spending all their time living for all their stuff, and they said, you know, we want to live for the Savior. We want to live for the well-being, the spiritual welfare of others. And so they made that decision. They made that choice. When you think about this, all the stuff that we tend to have as Americans, you know, we spend our time buying it. We spend our time storing it and using it and cleaning it and insuring it and repairing it and protecting it and replacing it. It goes on and on. We literally are consumed by our stuff. Maybe you've heard the little phrase about there was fly paper. I haven't seen that in years, but when I was a kid, my aunt used to have it in her house up in Door County, Wisconsin, and they had this fly paper hanging there, and this little fly was flying towards it, and he said, hey, my fly paper. And so he goes and grabs onto that fly paper, and the fly paper says, no, my fly. You see, possessions can possess us. We go for possessions, but literally what happens is there are hidden costs with every possession. The time and energy and money it will take to literally have that possession. And so literally those things that we go for can ultimately control us. And so the Bible is very clear that we need to be very careful about what we allow to possess us. All right, Proverbs 23:4-5, don't weary yourself trying to get rich. Why waste your time? riches can disappear as though they have wings, the wings of a bird. Literally, the idea that money talks, it does say goodbye. And so as you understand that, you can begin to say, okay, we need to be careful, we need to be cautious about what we're doing with our time, our energy, our resources, that we might live a life that is worthy of the Savior and is a great blessing to others.